The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today, with a promising career in basketball, Kobe Meyer began to experience severe panic attacks.
And I got really dark really fast for me. I didn't know how to manage it. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night with panic attacks, with fear, with worry, really just a fear for my own health, for my life. Wasn't sure what was going on. When you have these different panic attacks, you think it's, you know, the end of the world.
You know, I just look forward to seeing you. You say, well, you can't see me, and you're glad I can't. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. I got a basketball player on today. I like basketball. Matter of fact, can you believe this? I played basketball in the state championship the day we got married. Made 24 points in the first half, Betty.
You did.
And they didn't hardly let me shoot the second three people on me. But anyway, I really like basketball. I got a basketball player here today. His name is Kobe Meyer. And Kobe, you played through high school, but you played into college. And as I understand, you were pretty good, but you had in the relationship with basketball, some things happened to you that kind of set you up for the rest of your life. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, from the youngest age possible, I remember having a basketball in my hand. Mm-hmm. So 4 years old, my mother, she enrolled me in Little Dribblers. It was called little kids running around. And I had no idea what I was doing. First time I caught the ball, I gave it to the opposing team. I said, I don't know what to do with this. Here you go. And there was a coach on that team, on that Little Dribblers team. And he said, hey, what's your name? I said, Kobe. He said, Kobe? Like Kobe Bryant? I said, I don't know who that is. He says, check him out. I checked him out. Kobe became my muse. I wanted to be just like him.
That's a good guy.
Yeah. So that was the kickstart to just my love and passion for the game of basketball.
That's great.
But you got injured.
Yeah. So, you know, basketball took me to a lot of places. I traveled all, you know, North America, places in Europe. And in my senior year of high school, I joined the British Columbia provincial basketball team. So this is the highest level of Canadian basketball, provincially. So it's the best high school basketball players right across the province of British Columbia. And joined this team and played with guys who are in the NBA now. Kelly Olynyk, Tristan Thompson, Corey Joseph, all these guys are playing in the NBA. And that year was my senior year, had all these NCAA Division I schools that were interested in recruiting me to go play at their schools. And my senior year, I remember we were in a practice. It was right before this big event. It's called the main event in Las Vegas. It's where all these scouts from all these different NCAA Division I schools, they gather and they come and they want to recruit you to their schools. And it was the practice before this big event in Las Vegas. And I remember I went up, we were doing a rebounding drill, went up in the air to grab the ball off the backboard, came down on a teammate's ankle.
Oh.
So my ankle tore all the ligaments and tendons in my ankle. And you know, you can imagine putting that much energy and focus into the game and to have something like that happen. It was a big moment. And I felt like I lost out on this opportunity to showcase my talent to these schools in the US. Especially as a Canadian, we don't get a lot of opportunity like that in America. So I remember just feeling overwhelmed, feeling like I had lost my opportunity, feeling frustrated at God. Didn't have a relationship with Him, didn't really know Him in Jesus Christ, but felt I had a, you know, frustration. Like, why would He let this happen? And I was sitting there with my foot in a bucket of ice while my teammates and my team was down in Las Vegas, and I was doing the rice, ice, compression, elevation, that whole thing. And I remember watching TV, and I was flicking through the channels, and I came across the animation, Joseph, King of Dreams. And this is the whole story about the narrative of Joseph, how his life, he was betrayed by his brothers, thrown into a pit, sold into slavery into Potiphar's household, then into prison. But then God redeemed his story. And God turned what the enemy meant for evil, and He turned it for good, and redeemed Joseph from the pit, from the prison. And that story really ministered to me, thinking that, man, if God can redeem Joseph's situation, God can redeem my situation. He can turn it for good even when I can't see it. And so that summer, I read the Bible from front to cover, beginning to end, gave my life to Jesus, was baptized, and haven't looked back since.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want you to tell us where this journey has ultimately led you and what it is you're doing now that will help our viewers. And I would say to every one of our viewers, I believe this guy will help you and the people you love. I believe that the people that he brings around him too, that are participating, are gifted by God and called by God to minister his life to you. I'm very impressed with him. So tell us, if you will, how you got into what you're into, mm-hmm. and what it is you're trying to accomplish, mm-hmm. and how our viewers can access it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it really began with my journey after I came to the Lord and gave my life to Jesus. I always say that the birthmark of a believer is a bullseye. Life doesn't get easier when you follow Jesus. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it gets challenging. There's mm-hmm. challenges that we all have to go through. So when I had my injury, and I had a subsequent injury actually later on when I played college in university basketball in Canada, I broke my C7, T1, and T3. And when I broke my neck, I was in a neck brace for months, and no mobility, no basketball, nothing like that. And I didn't realize that I was coping with all this anxiety through sport, through athletics, you know, through just staying healthy and active. That when I had this injury, I didn't realize all the destructive thought patterns that I had, the anxiety, the depression, it all came creeping in. And so I had to deal with this, and I got really dark really fast for me. I didn't know how to manage it. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night with panic attacks, with fear, with worry, really just a fear for my own health, for my life. Wasn't sure what was going on. When you have these different panic attacks, you think it's, you know, the end of the world. And
it's hard to believe how many teenagers are having these today.
Yes.
People of all ages. In other words, it's very, very serious, more serious almost than you can make it sound like it is.
It is an epidemic. We're dealing with a mental health mm-hmm. epidemic today. And so many young people are struggling with this.
Yeah.
And they're struggling with it sometimes alone, sometimes in a silo. They don't know who to talk to. They don't know who to share this with. And I remember going through this season of my life and thinking, man, I felt so abandoned by God. I knew that he was there. I knew that, you know, Jesus was my personal Lord and Savior, but I didn't feel his presence. Mm-hmm. I felt a void. I felt empty. I felt abandoned, forsaken, anxious, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And I remember my father, you know, after weeks this was going on, this depression, anxiety, my father came up to me and he told me something. In the darkest season of my life, I believe God uses our earthly parents and fathers, figures to speak to us. And my father told me, he says, Colby, he says, I know that God's not done with you. He's got a big plan for your life. He's gonna do something through you. And this is just the beginning of your story. He's not done, and he's gonna get you through this. And I remember hearing those words from my father, right? The affection of my heavenly father through the life and words of my earthly father, that gave me the light that I needed to really believe that God was going to get me through this season, that this wasn't the end. And that's what I needed to get through. And going through that season, I remember, if this is how people feel, I want to be that light to them in their situation. Wow. Okay. I want to speak hope into their darkness. I want to be able to give them the light of life through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that was my inspiration for getting online. We've grown our platform to over 4 million across all of our platforms on social media. And it's just me speaking hope and life from the Word of God to people on the other end of that screen. And it's been amazing to see how many people have reached out and said, I was in a dark place. I was fighting for my life, suicidal ideation, depression, anxiety. And I came across your video. And it saved my life.
Great.
It's unbelievable.
Well, isn't it something that's really needed today? Because there's a lot of people that they don't have someone close by that they can turn to encourage. You had your dad.
Yeah,
he encouraged
exactly.
you. And the ploy of the enemy is to make us feel separated from God.
That's right.
As Christians, even. He wants us to feel way off. But God says, I'll never leave you or forsake
that's
you.
That's right.
And we just have to be reminded of that and then try to surround ourselves with those that believe God is the true God and He is always there for us. And so, therefore, that's what you do. You encourage people mm-hmm. when maybe they might be sitting by themselves and say, I wonder what to do, and then see your sight and get encouraged. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, and we need community. I mean, just like what you said, we need each other mm-hmm. because we, you know, none of us live on an island. You know, people are going through the same thing all around the world, and we need to know that we're in this together and that we have a good Father in heaven who's with us even mm-hmm. in our suffering. You know, that's an amazing thing, mm-hmm. amazing concept. Mm-hmm.
You know, God's given you a beautiful countenance, and He's given you, I believe, a wonderful gift to communicate. And I don't question you had a great gift in basketball. I had one myself. And, you know, really the Lord told me when I asked Him why I couldn't, because I could have played on a national championship undefeated team. But I asked God, I said, why did you not let me do that? And it was a while before He answered me, but I do have a conversational relationship with the Father. I hope that's not hard for you or others to understand, mm-hmm. but I really do. I didn't have a father to have a mm-hmm. conversation with, but I have the Father.
Amen.
And He converses with me, and I ask Him, I said, why did you not let me, you know, I could have played on that undefeated national champion team, and what's the deal? And the Lord said, because you're so competitive, and you're so determined, mm-hmm. and you're so nonstop, you would have had to suffer a life changing injury. Mm. And I didn't want you to spend your life with the effect of a life changing injury. And that's why I didn't let you. Does that make sense? Do you think the injury you had, probably it was life changing mm-hmm. and you could have really hurt yourself mm-hmm. really bad. You could have, had you continued and it happened again and again, crippled you totally. Mm-hmm. So do you believe God uses things like that? And now when you look at it, are you glad that you're helping heal the lives of so many broken people?
You know what? For a while, people always ask me, hey, do you ever wonder where you could have gone with the game of basketball? You know, if you didn't have these injuries, where you could have ended up? And you ever look, you know, they ask me, do you ever, you know, kind of look back with regret? I said, regret? I mean, what I gave up does not compare with what I gained in Jesus Christ.
Wow.
It does not compare. I'm not looking backward. I'm looking forward.
Amen.
And that's so true. And of course, I was already doing the Jesus ministry. That's why I just thought I could do both. But I thought it was interesting how He showed me I couldn't because of that spirit of competition and determination. Mm-hmm. So He actually gave me a way out. And I say, thank you, God. And what would you like for people to hear right now that would direct you? And let's just say, where would you tell them to go online to kind of see what all's available? Mm-hmm. If all of our viewers and listeners, where would you tell them to go and they can see easily online what it is you're offering? Where would they go?
They can go to theacademyofthebible.org or they can go on my social media profile. I'm across all platforms and they can check out my videos there. And if maybe they're going through a dark season, that would be a great doorway to get them.
What are you hoping our viewers will hear today that might help them take the steps forward or even go to where you could help them more? What do you want them to hear?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, if you're in a place, a dark place, if you feel like maybe you're in a season where you don't feel the presence of God and you feel alone, forsaken, or abandoned, I want you to know, just like my dad told me when I was 20 years old, he told me that, you know, God was going to get me through this season. And I believe the same to be true for you as well, that no matter what your battle is, your anxiety, your depression, your fear, your worry, the thing that keeps you up at night, I want you to know that there's a good Father in heaven, and He knows you by name. The Bible says that we cast all of our anxiety upon Him because He cares for us. And that's a promise of Scripture. It's rooted in the Word of God. So I want you to know right now that no matter what your frustration might be, no matter what pain you're dealing with, that God is going to get you through this season.
Amen.
That He's going to get you through this season, and He has hope for you.
And there can be some heavy seasons. Betty and I have been married 62 years, and We've been through some challenges. Mm-hmm. Perhaps what many say is the heaviest burden a couple can bear, a person can bear, and that's the loss of a child. Mm-hmm. And a very exceptional child at that, in that our daughter was full of Jesus from the time it's almost like she was able to communicate. She was most popular, most beautiful. She was most loved, and she was most like Jesus. Robin was. She had a beautiful family, beautiful marriage. Her husband loved her so deeply. 7 years, never one time not holding her in his arms, so to speak. And the three children, one of them is a leader in the church, on the Church on the Move in Oklahoma. And her son, our daughter's son, Chris, is one of the pastor leaders in the church. And his children are just beautiful. And Betty, you know, when we said goodbye to Robin, toughest thing that ever happened in our lives. Only God can get you through.
That's right. And I think your message today is you're not alone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's someone there ready to walk you through this time with you and the Lord
to
hold your heart. And that's what means so much to us. It's not all the words you can say, but it's the prayer and the love that you feel from someone that really, really cares. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what your ministry mm-hmm. is doing. Mm-hmm. Hey, they're desperate. They need someone to talk to, someone to pray with them, someone to guide them. Is that what you're
yeah.
all about?
And you know, it's just sometimes that one thing, that word of kindness that sometimes we take for granted. You know, what thing could I say maybe to this person in this season that might change their way of thinking, that might change their life? And I think sometimes we overlook those words. And so our words are powerful. You know, life and death is on the tongue. So how will we use it? To speak life or to speak death? And I want to speak life, and
Amen.
I want to speak, you know, God's word over people's lives.
Amen.
Father, I see your glory and your grace all over Kobe. I want you to bless him beyond anything he ever imagined. And I want you to bless all the people that come for help, because they're actually going to connect with you and they're going to get the highest level of help. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Kobe, I'm really believing God's going to bless you mightily. And you can get there on the screen. We're trying to put up some contact points where you can go to him. I'm looking down here at a book I want to give all our viewers. It's Prayers for My Physical Health. There's so many challenges in physical health today. You know, Betty and I are in our 80s. There are not many people at this level that don't have some real challenges, and we have ours. But God is a wonderful, miracle-working God. Young people, children, teens are having trouble. But here's the thing I want you to see here about physical health. This is biblical truth about how God wants you to walk in supernatural health. This is going to really bless you. Here's what we're going to ask you to do. We're right now in our Water for Life program. We're sending this to anyone who will help us, so to speak, give a cup of water. And I'm going to tell you right now, we've been hit pretty hard financially, like a lot of people have. We've been hurting. First time I ever thought I might have to call the missionaries and tell some of them, maybe 50 of them, or even more, your village won't get the well. We're short, and we are short right now. We need a miracle. I want you to listen to a mother, a grandmother. I want you to listen to what she says, and I want you to be the answer to the great need, and you can be. You can be the miracle that is needed. Watch prayerfully.
Right now, people around the world are suffering the effects of a deadly poison. And there's little they can do to avoid it. The deadly poison of unsafe water takes a toll on every victim it touches. In the most tragic cases, the poison takes that which cannot be given back.
As I'm here with this little child, as precious as he is, he's probably between 2 and 3 years old, maybe 4. But you know, he may not make it past 4 or 5 if he doesn't have the water that he needs. He has water, but it's contaminated. And so many more children like him all around the world, they need our help. Children like this, we want to see them grow up and have a chance in life. Let God touch your heart and let's help these precious children.
You know, as we were looking at those little children that had lost their mother and the older sister there got these little ones, and I remember holding so many of them and drilling water wells everywhere we knew there was accessible water that we could get water to them. And this is our last week, Water for Life, and this emphasis. And it's for the first time, Betty, I feel like I might have to call some of our missionaries and say we're short. I've never had to make that call, but I'm close right now because we've had a real assault against us for the stand we've taken for what's really right in the nation and in the world. And we tried to help people. We help people that other people don't even like, and they wish you wouldn't help them. It's like they just wish people they don't like were dead. We don't wish anybody dead. We want life because Jesus is life. He's the water of life. He offers life to every person, a new life, a new direction and help. Well, we're asking you right now, please, would you go and get your bank card and use it like a check? Would you go online or would you dial that number and please make the largest gift you can? $48 will give water to 10 people the rest of their life. And you know what a well will do. It gives a whole village water for the rest of the people's lives. We've given millions of people water. We've led millions of people to Christ in those areas. Please, Father, help them to hear you saying, I'm the water of life. And you not only share water for life, you share the water of life. Lord, I know you're saying that to your family. Please help them to respond. In Jesus' name, Betty, I'm praying every person watching will make the best gift they can because they are making the greatest gift.
I hope you'll do what you can. Any gift that God puts on your heart to give, it will be used wisely, I promise you. It'll give a drink of water to a thirsty child. This older child was left with the care of her siblings because they lost their mother to the bad water. Please join with us. Let's join together and just let's do it right now.
You know, I know probably some of the missionaries are hearing that life may come up short. And I know it disturbs them, but please, this is the last week for this Water for Life campaign. We need a miracle right now, a miracle of love and a miracle of life. Please make the best gift you can. Some of you have never made a gift. I hope you'll make one now and keep making them the rest of your life to give life.
Amen.
Would you please make the gift God put on your heart? We've got some beautiful gifts to send you, I promise you, that will bless you. Thank you so much for doing it.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Prayers for My Physical Health, a Bible-based collection of 52 prayers designed to bring strength, healing, and renewal to every area of your body. Covering a wide range of physical needs, this beautifully crafted book encourages intimate conversations with God. With a gift of $100 or more, you may request the Armor of God Tumbler Set. These two 20-ounce stainless steel tumblers, each inscribed with Ephesians 6:11, are a practical and meaningful way to carry a reminder of God's strength and protection throughout your day. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
This water is filthy. It's cloudy, it's muddy, it's oily, and it's contaminated with worms, other things from animals that come to drink here. It's something that you and I would never, ever consider putting into our bodies, much less letting our children drink it. Why do they do this? Because they have no choice. That's why Mission Water for Life is so critical. And it's why we have to move fast, because we have talked to families in many villages around here where they have lost children in recent months, especially young children. They tell me that when a child stops nursing and starts having to drink water, that's the most vulnerable point. But it shouldn't have to be that way. We should be able to come in here and give them a water well that goes down and gets clean drinking water. Will you be a part of Water for Life? Let's stop this as quickly as possible. Go to the phone, go online right now. Make the best gift you can, and know that when you do, you are reaching them with the love of Jesus Christ in word and in deed.
I'm really praying for the miracle. I don't want to call up one missionary and say we came up short. Father, please. Sure do love you. Thank you so much for helping us put God's arms around people and give people who never had clean water the greatest gift, clean water and the water of life. And I hope you've enjoyed Kobe. Kobe, I've really enjoyed being with you. And I'm praying that people will go to the website. Mm-hmm. They'll get to know you, and you'll get to help them through all the challenges that you experienced. So bless you, my friend.
Thank you.
And please continue to reach out and put God's arms around the overlooked and the least of these.
Amen.
Thanks for helping us do it. It's been a joy to stand at her side, putting Jesus' arms around the overlooked. Thanks for helping.
Tomorrow on Life Today, Jonathan Pucluda helps you understand that your story has a villain and you need to prepare for spiritual warfare.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.